And then I came out again, as it were, a few years later when I was being more positive about it, and actually sent a letter to my parents about it. And I always regret the fact that I went and visited them too soon afterwards to get their letters of reply, which they'd only just started writing and never finished.
Right. And so they never did write them down?
No.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Mm. What made you write rather than talk to them about it?
Because I wanted to be able to get down everything I wanted to say. And I think, I can't remember at that point if I'd read stuff which, or if I just instinctively knew. I didn't really want to have to deal with their initial reactions. And my, you know, my father had, by that time, my father was here and being a minister.
A minister?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was lending, you know, letting a friend meet in the church. And he actually did an evening on homosexuality at the church one Sunday evening when I was there, I think.
Right.
So I mean, it didn't stop my mother or him coming out with odd things, of course.
Yeah. But I suppose, as he said, dealing with it as a theory is easier than dealing with it as a reality.
Especially yes.
If it's your personal reality. So.
Yes. I mean, his church secretary, I think that was part of the reason why he allowed that he offered the church to be used by friend, was because his church secretary was a gay man.
Friend, the
gay counselling organisation. Oh. I think that's what they. And in fact, it was. I think the church was attacked. It was actually firebombed. No, in Brighton.
All right. Okay. I've not heard of Friend.
Oh, maybe it doesn't exist anymore. It came out of CHE.
Okay.
They got money. They got quite a bit of money. The one in London, and they had quite an organised counselling service.
Right.
But we were, you know, lesbian line was very much sort of, we're not into being a counselling service.
So a friend was just a gay counselling service, was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't a men's.
I think it called it a gay, service. They call it a befriending service.
Okay.
They had an office in Upper Street in Islington.
Okay. And so your father let friend meet at the church?
Yes. I mean, obviously, there was a different friend in Brighton.
Yeah.
But it was all it was a kind of a national, national thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was a sort of, you know, social arm of the Campaign for Homosexual Equality.
So that was, again, in the
70s.
70s, yeah. And did you say that there was a church firebombed down here?
Well, I'm trying to remember what it was. I know there was something. There was some NAR attack by, I don't know if it was the National Front at that point or something else, of the church, because they had...
Of your father's church?
Yeah, because were allowing gays to meet there.
I mean, wow.
I'd have to ask him, actually.
That's pretty extreme, isn't it?
Yes.
What church was it?
It was the Central Free Church that then became Brighthelm.
Oh, okay.
I've never quite got a handle on the whole timing and everything, but the building that was the church in the beginning, the decision was that the land would be sold, and which is now the bottom of Dyke Road. Probably the, you know, all those shops.
Mm.
Move somewhere else and be more, and it was, I don't know if it was a bit sort of ecumenical,
right.
But I don't quite know how, you know, where the church met. I can't remember where the church met right. While the building and everything was being done.
That's quite significant, isn't it? Somebody trying to firebomb.
Yes, I definitely.